Well, Matt, I have a thought about a therapy that would be very well tolerated and probably will generate a lot of discussion. And in fact, probably is a big point we want to get into today, which would be a checkpoint inhibitor. So this lady's PD-L1 is zero. Would you, rather than send her to hospice, try Pembro? Would your answer be different if the PD-L1 was 100%?
Well, a couple thoughts on that. First of all, just kind of re-emphasizing that we really think that single agent checkpoint inhibitor in a patient, at least with EGFR and ALK, and maybe increasing data emerging on other alterations, really is not especially effective. Really, even with patients with high PD-L1, which we see a lot, by the way, in ALK, really doesn't seem to correlate with single agent activity. So I'm always a little circumspect about offering that. I offer it as a single agent only when I've really run out of other options. Now, in an 89-year-old who really isn't chemo eligible, with a PD-L1 of zero, I would be pretty honest that I think that it's very, very minimally likely to be effective. In a patient who's more fit, there might be an opportunity to fold a checkpoint inhibition into combination therapies. And we'll talk about kind of using carbo-pem-pembro or carbo-atezo-bev with taxane. But I think that in this patient, I would be pretty circumspect. I'd probably lean against offering single agent.
Yeah, and Neil, can I just add in too? Checkpoint inhibitors, I think there's still a public perception that, oh, you can do that without any toxicity risk. But that's really not true. And I think, especially in our older patients, I've seen some pretty horrid things happen to people with pneumonitis and other risk. So I think we really need to be cautious in thinking about that, not as a non-toxic alternative, but as a differently toxic alternative where you really have to weigh that carefully.